suffer the little children. Those words were written in the Bible nearly 2,000 years ago. Tragically, in this 21st century, our weaker citizens, our babies and children, are being robbed of their magic years. Child rape has reached pandemic proportions, yet we have come a long way as a civilization, especially in terms of medicine and technology. People walk around with artificial knees and hips. Doctors routinely perform kidney, liver, and even heart transplants. Satellites beam information around the world. We can type a message on a computer, and within minutes, it can be read by someone on the other side of the world. Despite all these advances, we are unable to protect our children from sexual predators who are destroying their innocence. And nowhere does this ring truer than in South Africa, the land of my birth and upbringing. In Southern Africa, children face a myriad of sufferings. Poverty and disease run rampant. For many children, daily life is an absolute struggle. This struggle became a reality when I traveled back to South Africa in December 2005. And what greater suffering can there be than to be raped by someone you love and trust, and in some cases, by complete strangers? My name is Margot Hyland, and I am the founder and president of Catherine's Inspiration for Kids. Our 501c3 IRS nonprofit organization is based in the U.S. We are dedicated to assisting abused and disadvantaged children across the world, starting in South Africa, where there are innocent babies and children raped every day, brutally robbed of their innocence. And what theft, no matter how violent and how despicable, can compare in magnitude to the brutal crime of rape, to the vicious stealing of a child's innocence? Let me start with some direct first-hand quotes from a research paper published in the Social Science and Medicine Journal in May of 2005. The paper was written by researchers Rachel Jukas, Loveday Penkekana, and Hetty Rose Junis on the topic of the rape culture in South Africa and neighboring sub-Saharan countries. One South African woman states, "Men are dangerous. Anything can happen. Men can do sex anytime, anywhere." An 18-year-old South African girl is quoted, "If they rape me, I can't blame them. At school, if you dress in a way that is not right, you will be raped and you must never blame anyone." Suffer the little children. One young girl sadly said, "If they rape me, no one will notice." I want to say to this innocent youth, to this child, we have noticed and we are aware of your pain. The shocking statistics of child rape in South Africa is extremely disturbing and appalling. South Africa has been quoted in the Guinness Book of Records as the rape capital of the world. What a dubious distinction to hold. As civilized adults of the globe, we cannot continue to hear, read, and know about these atrocities being committed against children and not take action. As recent statistics show, there may be hundreds of child rapes occurring each day in South Africa, not taking into account the many rapes that are not being reported. Susan McCleric-Maidlala, an anthropologist, lecturer, and researcher at the University of Durban-Westville, South Africa, says that both AIDS and the child rape myth have put young girls and even infants at risk. On my recent visit to South Africa, I visited and interviewed the parents of many, many child rape victims at a crisis center. I listened to their stories in horror. One mother said, and I quote, "Why my baby? What kind of sex can a 25-year-old man enjoy with a baby that has not even developed breasts?" I just held this mother close and cried with her. Sadly, this child was 5 years old, and two innocent babies, 14 months and 19 months, waiting to be examined by a nurse across the room. As if the rapes of young infants and girls is not bad enough, a 5-year-old boy was sodomized by his own father. The rapists believe that having sex with a virgin can cleanse them of AIDS, Susan says. She adds that child rape is also committed to avoid contracting the AIDS virus from older women. Tragically, most of these victims are under 8 years of age. To become successful in our representation for the children, we need to deal with one project at a time, hoping to save and comfort one child at a time. As a firm believer in the power of education, I feel that education can eradicate the child rape pandemic. I firmly feel that most, if not all, of society's ills are caused by ignorance. And if you don't believe that ignorance is the problem, think of the fact from a recent survey. 32% of men in an interview in South Africa believe that having sex with a virgin would cure them of AIDS. 32%. That's nearly one in three. Child rape has reached such pandemic proportions that the South African government has put a moratorium on the reporting of the insanity known as child rape. The last official numbers available put the official figure at over 20,000 children, babies raped per year in South Africa alone. And these are just the official numbers. Since it is taken as fact that the majority of these heinous crimes go unreported, the true number of victims is much, much higher. Starting in South Africa and other neighboring southern countries, we would like to harness the compassion and the energy of all our foundation officers and board members and many, many caring volunteers by addressing the peril that young girls and infants are facing in South Africa, the devastation of child rape. We in this foundation are determined to see this insanity and ignorance end. Personally, I also have something in common with these young victims. Like these children, I too am a rape victim. I struggle with this trauma daily. I find it inconceivable and unconscionable that anyone would do this to a young, innocent child who is just starting his or her life. Democracy does not translate into fear. I understand it to be equality of rights. Yes, these children have rights, and we will demand that their rights protect them from being brutally raped. This kind of victimization and trauma and levity leaves you. For years, I harbored a feeling of shame, a shame that wasn't mine to carry. I felt responsible for something I had no control over. During the appalling apartheid era, as a young adult, I was raped by two white South African police officers, and justice was never served, nor will it ever be. But we in this foundation, we will be relentless in finding justice for these innocent and helpless victims in South Africa. The legislators, civic leaders, and the criminal justice system are failing these young children miserably. If they were not, laws would be in place to prosecute these perpetrators. Child rape cases in the courts would be tried immediately and not postponed for up to 3 years before a case goes to trial. Another recent article literally made me ill to my stomach, and I want to prepare you for the shock. It was about an infant, a nine-month-old baby girl, who was allegedly gang raped by six adult men, including her grandfather. I could only ask myself what has happened to the moral fabric, the basic humanity of our society and our world. How dare these criminals get away with this unfathomable crime? To their credit, South Africa legislators are finally hearing the call for action. However, their priorities are not in place and not fully strengthened by firm resolve. They plan on only having a so-called moral summit this year, 2006. The sort of thing where there may be much talk, much food, and expensive hotel rooms, but perhaps not much action. This is unacceptable. We're appealing to everyone who visits our website or hears me speak across the world to band together with us as a foundation by taking action against the South African government to demand a stop to this ongoing child rape crisis. Every child deserves to feel safe on this planet, and every child needs to be protected from these predators. No child should have to carry such a frightening and colossal burden. So today, please think about your own precious babies, your children, your grandchildren, your sisters or brothers. Do they deserve justice? If you think they do, ask yourself, who will take care of the young girls and infants of South Africa? Where is the foundation, with the help of responsible members of the world, such as all of you who support CIF Kids? We're going to take action against the South African government and hold them accountable for not doing enough to protect the children of South Africa. Remember the child's plea, if they rape me, no one will notice. Yes, we have noticed, and we are ready to take action. Please support our current work in Southern Africa by donating to end this rape crisis for the young girls and infants. Without your donations, we will not be able to meet our goals. Your donations are not only greatly appreciated, but it is desperately needed. These should be our children's magic years, not their tragic years. CIF Kids would like to thank everyone for assisting in our quest to end this crisis. We would like to thank everyone in advance, from our hearts to yours. We assure you that we will not stop or slow our efforts until we can stand together and say, "Suffer the little children no more." Thank you for listening.